Ellery Queen. In the interest of a safer American home, a happier American community, a more United States, the American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations bring you Ellery Queen.
I dedicate this program to the fight against crime. Not merely crimes of violence and crimes of dishonesty, but crimes of intolerance, discrimination, and bad citizenship. Crimes against America.
The American Broadcasting Company presents a new series in the career of Ellery Queen, celebrated fighter of crime. As usual, Ellery invites you to match wits with him as he relates the mystery. And before revealing the solution, he gives you a chance to solve it. Tonight, Ellery's guest armchair detective, who will represent you home armchair detectives, is the prominent radio and motion picture actor, Gerald Moore. And now, here's Ellery Queen himself, your host for the next half hour.
Thank you, Paul Masterson, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we tell you the story of a man who was surrounded by enemies, 10,000 of them. I call it The Man in the Street.
I'm not tickling you, Marner. This is a frisk. Stand still.
I'm a little nervous, Sergeant.
He's a little nervous, Inspector.
Yeah. It's that crowd outside.
Stand still, Marner.
Why don't you chase them away? Where's my brother, Joel? Why didn't Joel come home from our office tonight?
Because he was smarter than you, Elias.
Leaving me to face this mob alone?
Fickle, ain't they? Marner, stand still.
Yes, Elias. Only a few days ago, the man in the street was calling you his benefactor. You and your brother had a great idea, Elias. Build a model town, Marner City. Cheap, good housing, co-op stores, fine schools and playgrounds for the kids, a great modern hospital. Everything shared by the community. Utopia for Joe Doakes. No wonder they were giving you and your brother testimonial dinners.
Oh, please. They'll try to break in here. There's only that window between...
Stand still, Marner.
How many people did you and Joel rope in, Elias? 10,000 from this area alone, wasn't it?
10,000 suckers. Are you going to stand still?
But Marner City turned out to be some rotten marshland in a Long Island swamp. Those 10,000 investors will never see a cent. Wiped out, Elias. Only it came out too soon, didn't it?
They're throwing rocks. They're going to break this. Oh, that one almost hit me. Inspector, you've got to get me out of here.
Through that, mob. We'll wait for the reserve, Elias.
They'll tear me to pieces.
If it'll make you feel any better.
Lock the shutters. Lock them.
Okay, Inspector. His wallet, papers, jewelry, everything. Even a small change.
You better get him ready. Where's that butler? Butler?
Yes, sir.
Come in here.
Yes, sir. Inspector Queen, sir. I'm just an employee.
Yes,
I'm sure you...
Yes, you've got nothing to worry about. Get Elias Marner's hat and coat.
Well, go on. Whom are you staring at?
Why, Mr. Marner, you're frightened.
Didn't you hear the inspector?
The voice of the people. How you and your brother used to laugh at them. Suckers, you call them. And now the suckers don't make you laugh anymore, Mr. Marner.
Get my hat and coat!
Mr. Marner, sir. Get your own hat and coat.
Take that, Mr. Marner, sir.
I'll get my things myself. They're just in the hall out here.
Too bad his brother smelled a rat, Feely, and took a powder before we could grab him.
Look at this roll I just took off Elias, Inspector.
Chicken feed. Joel's got the real poke, I'm afraid. They're really getting ugly out there. Hey, Marner, hurry up. I said, Marner, hurry up. There's the reserves. This is our chance.
Marner, where are you? Marner!
Marner!
Inspector! Marner!
Not in the hall, Feely.
Hey, you, butler.
Where'd Marner go? You see him?
Why, yes, sir. He went to the rear, the kitchen.
That's mine.
Not in the kitchen.
That back door, Billy. It's open.
Alley.
Runs right through to the side street, Inspector. He got away, like his brother.
Send out a general alarm.
Oh.
I see. Okay.
Inspector, was that...
Nothing, really.
But I don't understand it. Where can he be?
I don't get it myself. I frisked him dry. Elias didn't have a red cent on him when he gave us the slip, Miss Porter.
A man needs money in New York.
Especially one on the lam. Unless Inspector Elias and Joel had fixed up a meeting place beforehand, and Joel had plenty of moolah.
I don't think so. It happened so quickly.
Then maybe a friend.
They ain't got a friend in the Western Hemisphere, Miss Porter.
Well, any relatives? Blast it. We're covering every car, road, bridge, tunnel, railroad station, airport. The city sealed tight. But where is he? Ellery.
Huh?
Two cop men floating around the city with 10,000 yowling suckers after their highs, and you sit on your spine in my office reading the morning paper.
Aren't you interested, Ellery?
In saving the Marners' lives, Nicky? Oh, yes.
Well, don't sound so sincere, Maestro. They're hardly worth the effort.
No, I disagree, Sergeant. Saving their lives is one of the most important jobs you'll ever be called on to do.
Why, Maestro? Keep a couple of highbinders from getting what's coming to them so they can lay around in a cell for a few years and think up some more finagles?
Sergeant, the Marners didn't merely steal money. They stole hopes, plans, years of hard work on the part of a lot of ordinary people. They stole Johnny Doe's first payment of the house, Mabel Brown's wedding money, the operation that Bill Smith's wife may need a year from now. That's why the Marners must be kept alive, Sergeant. Kept alive to give back that house and that trousseau and that operation. Oh, by the way, Dad, seen this ad in the personals column?
What ad?
Let me see. It's addressed to Dear Dot. Dot. I suppose that's short for Dottie or Dorothy. And signed Dash.
Dot Dash, who cares? I want the Marner Brothers.
Dot Dash.
Dot Dash. Hey, that's the basis of the Morse code.
Calligraphy? So what, Maestro?
I believe the Marner Brothers used to be telegraph operators.
A code, a hidden message. Read that ad, Nicky.
Dear Dot, sorry had to run off before get-together if P.X. Jones will engage room at Haven Hotel between 2 and 4 this afternoon... We'll contact him there to arrange export details. Dash.
It's from Joel Marner to Elias.
Joel must have read in the late extras last night that Elias escaped.
Without a cent. Not knowing where Elias is hiding, Joel puts this ad in the paper.
To get Brother Rat to come to the Haven Hotel under the alias of P.X. Jones.
Where Joel will join Elias and arrange export details. For both of them.
They're going to skip the country.
I believe that's what Joel had in mind, Nicky.
All we have to do is watch the Haven Hotel. Keep an eye on Elias when he checks in as P.X. Jones this afternoon and wait for Joel to contact him. Cinch, Billy.
Maybe not, Inspector. The Haven's like Grand Central. 1,000 rooms. Crowds pouring in and out all day. Even if we spot him, Elias knows our pusses. He'd run like a rabbit. Maybe we'd lose him again. And Joel, too.
Yet I don't feel like trusting this one to the boys. Our spotter has to be somebody smart. Somebody the Marners don't know. Somebody who can keep him alive long enough for us to get him safely in a cell.
Ellery.
Hey.
What do you say, son?
I would consider it a privilege.
Hey, Fudd. How much longer are you going to park in my hatch here?
My friend ought to be along any minute now, driver.
And it's your dough. Hey. Hey, what do you think of this Marner deal? Look at here. Look at them mushes in the paper, the dirty crooks.
Ellery.
No, Nicky. The Marner brothers? Oh, the cops will catch them.
Yeah, they better work fast.
Why? What do you mean, driver?
Yeah, there's an awful lot of people in this town got hooked, lady. If one of the victims spotted those crooks...
Hey, stupid!
Who
are you bumping into, you?
Hey,
oh.
Get up and
meet
part of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Ellery, do you suppose that's why Elias hasn't shown up at the Haven here?
Could be. He knows he's surrounded by enemies. 10,000 of them. Might be too scared to come out of hiding.
Imagine not knowing who your enemies are. Might be a newsboy, a stenographer, even a policeman. Anybody on the street.
Wait, Nicky.
What's the matter?
That old man shuffling toward the hotel entrance.
Where?
Right there.
Bundled up to the ears. Dark glasses. Hat pulled down over his eyes.
Several days' growth of beard. Nicky. That's Elias Marner.
But he's carrying a suitcase, Ellery. He had no money.
It's an old piece of junk, Nicky. He might have picked it up. Here he comes.
Ellery. That fat woman with the shopping bag, she's going to stop him.
Keep back, Nicky. I may have to jump out.
Sorry, mister, but excuse me.
What?
Could you be telling me which way to the subway?
Oh, that way.
Wow. The second I thought that woman was going to...
There he goes. Into the Haven. Driver! Driver!
Yeah, what is it, mister?
Here you are. Keep the change. Come on, Nicky.
But you...
Can you see him, Ellery?
Calm down, Nicky. There he goes. He's heading for the desk. Easy, Nikki.
Maybe he's not alive.
He is if he registers as PX Jones. No, no. Stop right here, Nikki. Pretend to be looking at the magazine.
Yes, sir. I want a room, please.
Yes, sir. Single and back.
Do you have a reservation for me?
What's the name, sir?
P.X. Jones.
Ellery.
Read that magazine, Nikki.
P.X. Jones. Why, no, Mr. Jones. We have no reservation listed for you.
Oh. Well, give me a room. Any room.
Register here, please.
Yes, of course.
You know, you're lucky at that. A convention just checked
out. I don't want conversation room, clerk. Where's my room?
Yes, sir. Front.
Yes, sir?
1409, boy. Here's the key.
Yes, sir. I'll take your bag, sir.
All right.
Elevator's right this way.
Not yet, Nikki. All right. Now.
Fourteenth floor. Watch your step, please.
Thank you. Nikki?
Thank you. 1409, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes, to the left, I think. Oh, there, Nikki. Bellboy just came out. Wait.
Why the... Ellery, he's putting his ear to the door.
Here, you, boy. What do you think you're doing?
Huh? Oh. Hey. You see that old crumb I just brought up to 1409?
Yes.
Know who I think he is? Elias Marner.
Oh, he couldn't be.
Of course not. Press the elevator button, will you, dear?
All right.
I tell you, he is.
I just heard that Marner was seen heading for Mexico.
Horse feathers. I tell you, that guy looks just like the newspaper photos of Elias Marner.
I wouldn't spread that story around, young fellow. You might get a harmless old man into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but gosh, he sure looks like him.
Going down, please.
Yeah, Joe. Say, Joe, you know that old boy I just brought?
Not so good, Ellery. He'll talk.
Yes. Nikki, I'll watch 1409. You run over to that hotel across the street, the Universal. Dad and Vili are waiting in the lobby there. Tell them to join me up here right away.
In a case like this, I always go to the manager, the top. Can you do it?
Well, Inspector, just a moment. Give me the desk. Naturally, hotels aren't crazy about this sort of thing. Hello, desk? Manager speaking. Is 1407 occupied? Then how about 1411? Hold 1411 open. All right, Inspector Queen. You can watch 1409 from 1411. It's next door.
Thanks a lot.
There wouldn't be a communicating door between them, would there?
Why, yes. It used to be a two-room suite.
Couldn't be better. I want the key to 1411, Manager, and also the key to the door between the two rooms.
And keep this under your hat, please.
Naturally, Mr. Queen. But tell me, is it true this man Jones in 1409 is Elias Marner?
Huh?
Marner?
One of my bellboys claims he is.
Nothing so exciting.
I wish he were. Now... get me the keys, huh?
Yes, I'll be glad to get
them. You should have strangled that bellhop, Ellery. Yes. Must be all over the hotel by this time. In a half hour, it'll be all over New York.
Well, we can't take Elias away from here either. Not if we expect to nab Joel, too.
Yeah, maybe it'll work out. With Vili and the squad covering the 14th floor, you and me in 1411 listing it. Where are you going, son?
To have a little talk first with the chief operator of the hotel.
Want to be notified the second there's a phone call to or from 1409. Is that it, Mr. Queen?
That's it, operator.
We'll be in 1411.
Not you, Nikki. You'll be in...
Oh, here's 1409 now.
See what Jones wants, operator.
Yes, sir. Yes, please.
This is PX Jones in 1409. Have there been any phone calls for me, operator?
Phone messages are sent to your room box at the desk, Mr. Jones.
But I just spoke to the desk. They said there's no message in my box.
Then I'm sorry, Mr. Jones. If there'd been a call, you either have got it directly or found a message in your box.
Oh, yes. Well, ring me here in 1409 the moment I get a call. You understand?
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Operator, how late are you on duty?
Well, all the day shifts in the hotel are from noon to 8 p.m., Mr. Queen.
Then I'm leaving Miss Porter here with you.
Doing what?
Yes, Nikki. You can operate a switchboard, and this young lady can arrange to leave you in charge when she goes off duty tonight. The fewer who know about this, the better. Now, remember, operator, I'm relying on you to keep this Jones business absolutely hush-hush.
Oh, I won't tell anybody, Mr. Queen. I realize that Mr. Marner... Oh, I mean, Mr. Jones mustn't know he's being watched. Oh, pardon me. Hotel Haven, good afternoon.
Ellery, she's heard the rumor, too.
Well, you keep her from shooting off her mouth, Nikki. I'll be in 1411 with Dad.
You haven't heard a thing through that door since he phoned room service for some food.
He just keeps walking around in there like a caged weasel, Ellery.
Yeah. What time is it, Dad?
6.
Why no word from his brother? I don't understand it.
Unless Joel's got cold feet, or some of these blamed rumors got to his ears. Ellery, take another look into the card.
Uh-huh. Not a thing. Oh, yes. Here comes a hotel waiter pushing a table.
Must be that chow Elias ordered.
A little wider, son. Okay, Dad.
Son, could that waiter be Joel Marner in disguise?
No, Dad, no. Too short.
Shh.
Yes, who is it?
The waiter.
Oh, food I ordered. Just leave it outside my door, waiter. I'll take it in myself.
I got to collect, sir.
Put it on my bill.
Well, then you got to sign for it.
Oh, yes. Oh, hang it. 1 second.
All right, waiter, quickly.
It's true what they say. You are a light to mine.
No, waiter. You're mistaken.
I'm making a mistake, and I don't know.
Out of my way.
Making a break for him, Dad.
Can't lose him again. Billy!
Inspector, what's the matter?
Hey!
Sergeant, help me.
All right, break it up.
The crook.
Cut that fool waiter's tongue. Get them both in Marner's room, quick. Stop it, Marner.
In here, both of you.
That's
it, Marshal.
Let me go. They'll kill me.
Nobody's killing you, Marner.
Sit down.
Yes.
Waiter.
Yes, sir. You please.
Where police?
This is not Elias Marner. He's Santa Claus. You understand? You forget this.
Don't shoot off your mouth. Capiche?
Yes,
Vinny, pass them along to the boys.
It's gone.
Home.
Come on. All right, I know where
I'm. Well, Marner, now that the cat's out of the bag, we may as well keep you company here till your brother shows up.
Yes. Only don't leave me. You don't know what it's been like. Man can face anything when he knows who's after him, but this, me, there are thousands after me. Don't let them get me.
Oh, then you'll play ball, Elias. You'll help us grab your brother when he contacts
you. Oh, anything, Inspector, anything. Only don't let them get me.
Oh, that's a mighty fine spirit, isn't it, Ellery?
Where's Joel? Where is Joel?
Stop it, Ellery. It makes me tired just to look at you.
What time is it now, Dad?
9:10. Wait a while longer.
You're not going to leave me.
It would just about serve you right, Elias.
Why doesn't Joel call? Why doesn't he...
The phone in 1411.
Mickey from the switchboard. Mickey?
Just got a call on the board for PX Jones. Not even sure it's a man's voice. All muffled.
Uh-huh.
Ellery, what'll I do?
Tell him you're trying to reach Mr. Jones, Mickey. Meanwhile, ring operator and have her trace the call. I'll hold on here. Dad?
Joel Marner?
Think so.
My brother?
Elias, when that phone in 1409 rings, you answer and stall. Do you understand? Hold your brother on the line. Try to find out where he's calling from.
I'll do my best.
Mickey?
Yes, Ellery?
Having the call traced?
Yes.
Good. Now ring 1409.
Back in the other room, Elias.
Very well, I'll do as you say.
Now, if he won't say where he is, Elias, get him to come to the Haven.
All right.
Now, answer it.
Yes, I...
Hello?
Joel.
You'll have to speak up. You'll have to speak loud. I can't hear you.
Steely, shut up. That's Joel Marner.
Oh, yeah? Where's he calling from? Slab 8?
What are you talking about, Sergeant?
Joel Marner's body's been fished out of the East River.
Why, are you sure?
You heard me. 3 rifle slugs in him, rubbed out. Joel's been dead at least 48 hours.
Dead? 48 hours?
Yes, now.
Who put that ad in this morning's paper?
Yes.
Who's that on the phone?
PX Jones.
Dad, it's a trick. Marner, drop that phone. Get away from that window.
What, Mr. Queen, you...
Marner,
right for shot.
From a window of the hotel across the street. Vili, get over there and grab the sniper.
Right.
Ellery, is Elias... He's dead.
No! All we know is we found a smoking rifle in this room at the Universal Hotel, under an open window. Same gun that killed Joel Marner night before last. Killer got away before my boys could cross over here from the Haven. Now lay off and let us walk, will you?
Inspector, it wasn't anybody's fault.
From this 14th floor window, the killer had a perfect view of Marner's window on the 14th floor of the Haven. Across that narrow street, you could have plugged Elias with this rifle, Nicky.
Whoa, slow down, Dad. Nicky's right. No one could have foreseen this.
Killer must have trailed Joel Marner two nights ago from his office, shot him, and dumped him into the river.
Then he must have gone gunning for Elias, but by that time, Elias had escaped and disappeared.
Yeah. And somehow, this killer found out, maybe from something on Joel's body, that the brothers used the code words dot and dash for secret communication.
So he got the idea of luring Elias out of hiding by placing that ad in the paper as if from Joel.
Yes, and when Elias fell for the trick and checked into the Haven, the killer simply waited for nightfall, drew Elias to the phone at his window by calling from this room at the Universal. A clever touch, that. And then when he was sure it was Elias on the phone, simply shot him from across the street and made his escape.
But who, son? No clue in this rifle? It's a hawk shop job. Killer must have brought it in dismantled in this suitcase we found here. But the suitcase is also a pickup. There's not a print in the room or a single witness who saw the killer after he checked in.
Come on, Inspector. Let me through.
Oh,
here.
Really?
Inspector.
Yes, really?
Here, I got
find out anything else?
Yeah, I got his hotel registration card, Inspector.
Now, gimme.
When did he check into the Universal, Dad?
From the stamp J down here. Same night he bumped Joel two nights ago.
As who?
J.J. Jones, Chicago, in block letters. Of course it's a phony.
But there must be a description. The bellboy who carried his bag up here.
What's on that, Billy?
Description? Sort of short, bellhop says, or maybe not so short. Age around 25 to 50. Wore dark glasses, sort of medium-colored hat and coat. Hat pulled over his eyes. Held a handkerchief over his mouth when he talked. Bellhop remembers him fine.
Well, that might be anybody, even a woman dressed up as a man.
Any one of the 10,000 victims of the Marner's con game, blasted.
What do we do now, Inspector? Start checking 10,000 alibis?
I don't think, Sergeant, that's going to be necessary.
You don't?
What other way is there?
And I suppose, son, you'll pick the killer of the Marner brothers out of the whole city of New York, just like that.
It's one of the people we met in the course of the investigation.
It is? Well, how do you know?
And what people? Whom have we met?
A butler?
A taxi driver? A woman on the street?
Some hotel employee?
Room clerk, manager, waiter, telephone operator, bellboy, elevator man. Oh, come off it, Ellery.
We didn't even get their name.
We don't even know if any of them was a victim of the swindle, Maestro.
Just the same, I know exactly who murdered the Marner brothers. Ladies and gentlemen, you have the mystery. Now, suppose you home armchair detectives and our guest in the studio compare solutions. Nicky, will you do the honors?
Gladly, Ellery. Our guest tonight is Mr. Gerald Moore, the prominent wolf.
Nicky, isn't that nice?
No, but it's true, Ellery. Mr. Moore plays the title role of the lone wolf in the Columbia picture series of the same name.
Thanks for the explanation, Nicky. I hate to have anybody get the wrong idea.
I know radio microphones are no new experience to you, Jerry. You also play the part of Bill Lance in The Adventures of Bill Lance over ABC every Sunday, don't you?
Yeah, that's right, Ellery. We do our share of tracking down criminals, too.
Good. Now, suppose you draw upon your experience as a clue chaser.
Uh-oh.
And, well, it has to be done. And expose the killer in tonight's mystery. Tell me now, who killed the Marner brothers?
Well, your solution was incomplete. You see, I'm alibying myself in advance.
Oh, I see.
But
my solution has not yet been offered. So.
No, that's what I mean. I have two favorite suspects.
Tell me quickly now.
Yeah, I have the butler and the bellhop.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. You'll find out in just a moment if your solution is the correct one. Now, here is Paul Masterson.
Save wheat, save meat, save the peace. This, in simple terms, is the slogan adopted for the World Food Emergency Campaign. We little realize here in America the rather grave food crisis in the majority of countries throughout the world. A world food crisis that could easily precipitate another major conflict among nations. Because the seeds of discontent are forerunners of intolerance among nations and are greatly influenced by hunger and malnutrition. A healthy, properly educated nation breeds healthy, intelligent minds. Minds that work in unison for a better understanding of world problems and world peace. Each individual in this great country of ours is an integral part of the whole scheme of things. Your responsibility now may avert an irresponsible act in the future. Your part as an individual may seem small and inadequate compared to the greatness of the task ahead of us. But it is to you, Mr. and Mrs. America, that a world struggling in the agonies of hunger and despair looks for hope. Think over this slogan, save wheat, save meat, save the peace. And you'll begin to realize the pressing need for food conservation at home, a conservation that will help make world security a reality today.
How can you pick
Strictly logical. Now, what do we know about those two hotel rooms involved? The room the killer checked into at the Universal and Elias Marner's room at the Haven. Well, we know that both rooms are on the 14th floor of their respective hotels, that their windows face each other across a narrow street. In fact, that the killer's room commands a perfect view of Elias' room, as you yourself pointed out, Dad.
Yeah?
Now, could that have been chance? Accident? No, hardly. Obviously, the ideal relation of these two hotel rooms to each other was a planned element of the killer's plot. And that tells us who the killer is.
Not me, it don't.
Well, that's Sergeant, plus one other fact. Which room was hired first, the killer's or Elias Marner's?
Killer's registration card indicated he checked into this room at the Universal 2 nights ago.
And we saw Elias check into the Haven this afternoon, Ellery.
So the killer's room was hired first. But if the killer checked into this room 2 nights before Marner checked into the one across the street, how could he know in advance that Marner was going to draw a room at the Haven on the corresponding floor? A room from which Marner would be a perfect target.
Say.
In other words, how was the killer able to control Marner's getting room 1409 in the Haven Hotel?
Maybe he reserved 1409 for Marner.
No, he didn't, Sergeant. We actually heard Elias Marner ask at the desk if a room had been reserved for him, and the clerk said no.
But if there was no reservation, it's impossible, Ellery. When a transient walks into a hotel, there's only one person controls the room he gets. The man behind the desk.
A room clerk, Maestro.
Exactly.
The room clerk!
Undoubtedly one of the 10,000 victims of the Marner swindle. And the present repository of all that stolen money. Well, it's another example of the folly of taking the law into your own hands. And it's going to land Mr. Room Clerk in the usual place. And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the solution to our mystery. Thank you again, Mr. Gerald Moore, for occupying our guest detective's armchair this evening. And as mementos of the occasion, I have for you a copy of my latest mystery anthology, The Queen's Awards, 1947, and a subscription to Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine.
Ellery, don't go away.
Huh? Oh, Paul, what's the matter?
I don't want to put you on the spot, fella, and maybe it's none of my business, but how long has that yum-yum girl, Nikki Porter, been your secretary?
Nikki? Oh, quite a while, Paul. Why?
Maybe it's news to you, Ellery, but I'm told your friends out there are sort of worried.
Worried about what?
About what gives with you and Nikki, son. You two don't seem to be getting anywhere.
Oh. Oh, Nikki.
Yes, Ellery?
As a special favor to Paul, Nikki, would you announce the title of next week's case?
Oh, yes. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, Ellery Queen presents the case of... Nikki Porter. Bride.
This is Ellery Queen saying goodnight until next week and enlisting all Americans every night and every day in the fight against bad citizenship, bigotry, and discrimination, the crimes which are weakening America.
All names used on this program were fictitious and do not refer to real people, either living or dead. Among the members of tonight's cast were Larry Dobkin, Virginia Gregg, Alan Reed, Herb Butterfield, Ruth Parrott, Jack Lewis, Charlie Seal, Peter Leeds, Paul Fries, and Jay Novello. Music was by Rex Corey, direction by Dick Woolen. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.